Tonight, you're going to make a memory that will last a lifetime. That memory could be of you standing in a roaring crowd, helping your team defend home ice. Or that memory could be of you watching the game at home, while your spouse clips her toenails, and your son practices the saxophone, and your daughter makes a smoothie. Get your tickets on StubHub. Your ticket out.
There has been an awakening. Have you felt it?
Dean Blundell and Company.
All the preteen children out there, listen to my voice. You are immortal.
I give it to him, Klaus, and a Ric Flair.
I didn't realize it was my job to pump his tires.
Let's go now.
You're listening to Dean Blundell and Company on Toronto's Sports Radio, Sportsnet 590. The Fan.
Good morning. Welcome. It is Thursday, the 29th day of September. It's going to be showery today. Cloudy and showery. Wet and showery and cloudy. And that reflects the mood of us here. You know, I was thinking about it this morning. When you go on a date with someone and things look like they're going really well for like 5 hours, you play some mini putt, you go for a milkshake, you get some snacks. Light snacks, though, because you don't want to eat a lot before you go to bed. She laughs. You think you're funny. She laughs some more. Then she asks you to come and take her home. And when you get there, she says there's something you should know. She says her real name's Pete. And he hopes that doesn't change anything for the rest of the evening. Well, that's what happened last night to those Toronto Blue Jays. What a letdown. It goes so well for so long. And then all of a sudden, the tire starts to leak and it explodes and it goes off into the ditch. And it's a fiery mess. And you take out some cattle and a fence. Jason Grilly gives up a bomb in the eighth. Didn't look good. He hasn't looked good. Roberto Osuna comes in. He loses a guy. And then all of a sudden, you look at a battle between him and Hyunsoo Kim, a pitch hitter. He pinch hit. He comes in and he pinch hit home runs Roberto Osuna. The unlikely scenario happened last night, and that's all they would need. He pumped a two-run home run in the top of the ninth, and that was the ball game. Jays lose a heartbreaker to the Orioles, and only one game separates the Jays and the Orioles now, and all the other stuff doesn't matter, even though Boston clinched yesterday, because it was what it was, a disaster, an unmitigated disaster that should not have happened. And the Toronto Blue Jays still, instead of being three games up and only two outs away from being three games up in that first wild card position, they're now only one game up in that first wild card position, and there's four games to play. Good morning, George. How are you, sir?
I'm super, Dean. Where do you want to start first? Do you want to complain about the offense, or do you want to complain about how you have pretty much zero faith right now in the bullpen?
Yeah. I want to start with, if it's not one thing, it's the other. And it seems to always go wrong. And I know there's no right time for your bullpen to explode, but last night was a disaster. I mean, you know.
Right. Especially late in the season when you're looking for a playoff spot. Yeah. Bad timing.
When you're fishing for a playoff spot and things haven't gone well in the month of September. And, you know, and it's funny because it's usually so reliable up until the last four games, really. Jason Grilly was god-awful again yesterday. And I know Mark Trumbo's Mark Trumbo, and he's the major league leader in home runs hit. But at the same time, you expect a little more. You expect these guys to do their job in high leverage situations, which they've done all season, right?
Yeah.
And then Roberto Osuna comes in there. He gives up a base hit off the end of a bat to Schope. I don't even care anymore. Whatever. And then this Hyunsoo Kim kid comes in there. A little happy little Korean fella. He comes in and pumps a two-run jack over the right field wall. And you sat there in disbelief, almost like, this cannot be happening to me. And I know it's a lot of me's. I know there's millions of people saying the same thing. Mm-hmm. What are you people doing? But you wasted a great start by Francisco Liriano. He goes sixth in the third and was absolutely electric. His curveball was unbelievable. I think he whiffed 10 guys yesterday. He was awesome. You wasted a real quality effort. I mean, they're booting the ball around again, but a quality effort by that starter, which is also giving you something to think about in the postseason. But that was a must win game.
And so you cannot lose games and still win.
And still win, Trent Dilfer. You can. I couldn't agree with him more. Yeah, if you cannot win games and still lose and win games, you can't win and lose.
Right.
And you lost yesterday. And you know what? And if this is game, this is why the whole argument about what games are more important, the game in September or late September, I may add, like the end of September when you only got four games left after this game, or a game in May. This is so much more important. This win is so much bigger than any of those wins, and you didn't get it yesterday, and you blew it. You just blew it. And I'm tired of them not being able to put it all together. Do you know what I mean? We've never been on one of those runs. Like, Boston just came off an 11-game win streak, and they just lost two in a row, lost a heartbreaker last night, which didn't even really matter, but they lost in a Grand Slam walk-off by Mark Teixeira to the Yankees. Yeah,
blown save!
God, I hate that guy. And then, you know, you look around what's happening around you in the American League East, and everybody seems to be able to put it together. We just can't seem to put it together for long stretches. And the blow-ups are massive.
I like
that. And that worries me going into a wild card game of any variety, at home or anywhere else.
Now, I'm going to be positive Pete again this morning, because I like how you're on this emotional roller coaster. You were so jacked up yesterday. Big win by the Blue Jays. Aaron Sanchez looks like a boss. And all of a sudden, just hours later, the team's in disarray. There's some big-time problems. They're still first in the wild card. And you want to look at the positives. You're right. Liriano looked incredible.
Yeah.
And what a job by Russ Martin framing a lot of those pitches. How many of those pitches were out of the strike zone? And Russ just kind of just slides them back in there for a second. The umpire just loves ringing dudes up on Liriano's that sweeping slider to left-handers, too. Just devastating. And you know what else is positive last night, too?
What?
Brett Cecil looked incredible.
Yeah, he did.
He looked great, too. That's what I want to take away from that game.
Well, here's the negative. And it's really nice of you to be positive, Pete. Here's the other. Brett Cecil looked great. Why the hell did they lift him? I know that you're looking for a matchup.
Well, that's...
And it's baseball 101, but he was in fuego, so you take him out of the game. Then you put a guy who was super tired, who blew the last game for you anyway. And then you go to your almost lost it in the eighth inning. Then from him, you go to Osuna, who looked awful and blew his last start as well.
Well, and that's something that Faber and I have talked about. It's John Gibbons' loyalty, too, right? He's loyal to a guy like Jason Grilly. And he goes to a guy who's been doing it for him all season, but not lately. And then that's on Gibby for pulling Cecil, who looked like he was wiping dudes out. And he was. And I understand you because it's a righty, but Brett Cecil's been getting everybody out lately, and he looks back to that Brett Cecil that we saw to the tail end of last season before he went on Joaquin Benoit and hurt his calf muscle. But again, that's on Gibbons.
Did Joaquin Benoit go Brett Cecil or Brett Cecil go Joaquin Benoit?
Whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean.
I know.
So that's on Gibbons, and that's an instance where you can point at the manager, and I know nobody likes to blame Gibbons. And we've had this conversation. I don't even know if he's really a good manager or not. I just don't know because I don't, whatever. Like, yeah. Sure. But that decision last night is on John Gibbons pulling and putting in Jason Grilly.
Well, yeah, I know. We were talking about this after the show, and I agree with George. How is it possible? I don't know if John Gibbons is a good manager yet, and he's managed here for like 9 seasons in different spells. But I thought I know why he went to Grilly. Well, A, because, you know, he's been good for him. He's loyal to him, and he wants to get him back on track, and he's been better against righties than Cecil has. Maybe not as lately, because Cecil's now been 15 games without giving up a run. Cecil, righties were hitting .285 this year against Brett Cecil, and they're .190 against Grilly. So that combined the two, and that's why he made that decision. And I don't have a problem with it. I do wonder why he doesn't trust Brett Cecil yet as much as the other guys, because Cecil's been so good for a while and your bullpen sucks right now. So out of necessity, I mean, we have to see Cecil in more spots here. But if you look at Cecil, where he's been pitching in these last 15 outings, it's been when the Jays are behind or they're up a bunch. Cecil hasn't really been in nail situations yet. Mm-hmm. And I don't know when Gibbons is going to decide he deserves that opportunity. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a necessity thing now with Benoit out and everybody else being a gas can.
Yeah.
And are we seeing, you know, you bring up the name Benoit. Are you seeing are you seeing how important that loss was
last night? It's a huge loss. Yeah. I don't know anybody thinking that wasn't a big loss. I mean, the guy's been outstanding in a bullpen that's not too deep. I mean, it's going to be a killer loss.
And you saw it last night. 6 1/3 for Liriano. He's real good. He doesn't get picked up by Grilly. He gets picked up by Cecil, which is great. That's nice. It's all good, right? Cecil was terrific. And then you start questioning whether or not, because you had trust in Benoit, and that's really what it comes down to. You trust Benoit to go and do that job, and he clearly still doesn't trust Brett Cecil.
And by the
way, there's a different mindset being factored into why you're pulling Brett Cecil in favor of Jason Grilly, because he wouldn't have pulled Joaquin Benoit if he was in the same situation Brett Cecil was in the eighth inning.
Trumbo's hitting .308 against Cecil as well. That's another reason. Like, the stats favor the move that Gibbons made. So people arguing that, well, if you're saying leave Cecil in, it's just because he looks good and Grilly has it. Everything on paper suggests that he made the right move, other than this guy's pitching well right now and this guy's not. All the stats point that was the right decision. So, I mean, I don't know if that makes you feel any better or any different this morning, but that's why he made that move. You know, what I didn't get, after he gives up that moonshot to Trumbo, hasn't landed.
What a majestic blast.
Oh, my God.
That was a gorgeous home run.
That had Dickie distance on it is what it did.
It was beautiful, I think.
Why?
It's gorgeous.
To me, you bring in Osuna right there, mm-hmm, for a four-out save. Now,
He had Ryan to pair up in the bullpen.
That would have been a five-out save.
Yeah.
Cecil struck out Davis.
Osuna wasn't even up. Osuna wasn't even ready. He wasn't even stretched. He hadn't stretched. He hadn't pitched. He hadn't started to warm up. Didn't drink his red drink and throw it on the ground like he was pissed off at it. None of that stuff. That's why he didn't come in the game, because he wasn't even up. That's what I didn't understand. I didn't understand why Osuna wasn't up throwing. I did not. But DePere was. And then Pete Walker called down to the bullpen. He's like, "Hey, get DePere ready." So DePere is sort of thrown up. And then after Grilly gets out of the inning, that's when Osuna started to warm up. And then Osuna blew it. And then it comes down. So there's that decision to not have Osuna ready. Maybe he was cold. We don't know.
He worked Osuna the night before
was trying to give him the day off, and then maybe the temptation was too great to say, listen, I got to go to my nails closer. I got to go to the guy who's gotten us there. I got to ride the horse that we won the race with before. So that's right. What he did. So mm-hmm. I get that part of it. But the other part of this is how much goes to the players? I mean, this is such an important game, and maybe it's getting to them. Maybe it got to Osuna. Maybe it got to Grilly. Maybe they're tired, but everybody's tired. Both teams are tired. It's a ripping long season. So there's that, but they didn't do their job.
Right.
You know, we can question Gibbons, and we'll get to the Fire Gibbons hashtags. I went on Twitter last night after that game. It was all world.
I know, and if there's ever a time you should fire the manager,
yeah,
it should be this morning.
Absolutely, yeah, why not? Let's really send a message and rock the boat with four games left.
We're going to fire the manager with 4 games left in the season in a playoff spot.
But those guys didn't do their jobs. Grilly didn't do his job again. Osuna didn't do his job again. And you should be concerned. I mean, You say I'm on an emotional roller coaster.
This
is my team. I love this team. I ride with this team. I love the Toronto Blue Jays. I love baseball. I love everything, like I said yesterday on Twitter. I love everything, but I really love the Toronto Blue Jays. And so I'm not wrong to say there's a troubling trend with Grilly and Osuna late in games. And that's when they pitch, is late in games.
Can I ask you guys this question?
Is it a dumb one?
Nope.
Okay.
Heading into a wild card game, this team's going to make the playoffs, and they're going to get into the wild card.
Stop jinxing it.
I wish I could jinx.
This is what you said yesterday.
Yeah, and I still believe they're going to be in the playoffs.
Look what happened.
They should be, and then if they lose tonight, it's going to be frightening in Boston.
Right.
They should play, and now home field is completely up for grabs.
Right. Let's assume they're playing in that game Tuesday night in the wild card game, which will be awesome on Sportsnet and on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I love it.
Yes!
Which right-hander in the bullpen do you trust in that game?
Well,
oh, that's you can't ask me that question right now.
There's
because I'm pissed
I still
off.
Trust Osuna to close the game, but I other don't, than Osuna,
I don't.
Who because Benoit's out and because he hurt himself in such an athletic way running.
You trust Osuna right now?
Yeah, still.
Well, who else are you going to trust, Dean? Like,
well, that's the problem. He says, don't ask me that question right now because I can't think of one that I that I do.
After Osuna,
I trust Danny Barnes.
Do you really?
Yep.
Right-handed. Who else is it?
Scott Feldman.
Right. When's the last time that guy pitched? He's on like a milk carton, Scott Feldman. We don't even know where he is.
There's an APB out for Scott Feldman.
Anybody seen Scott Feldman? He's in Lou's basement, for God's sake.
I don't know. Biagini's been good, but I mean, who? Like this is a type of conversation. It changes in 2 days. Like, look how happy Dean was yesterday morning and how sad Dean is today. It's because, like,
I'm not sad. I'm just trying to point.
Hey,
you
look,
know what? The bottom line
too,
is I'm doing this stupid radio show, so I got to kind of put it on for everybody, but I'm not happy. Right, like this is we're trying to create something out of a terrible situation yesterday, and you should all be sort of alarmed. And yes, I understand this is supposed to be serious sports journalism. It's also a little bit entertainment.
Since when but it who says that?
That's what I'm told that it is every day, which is the best. But it's very tonight. Serious no. sports journalism. So
I've never been
we're journalizing is what it is. This is journal losing.
That's more like it.
Anyway, this is the bottom line is
so serious.
Brutal result, brutal end of the game. It looked like it was on cruise control. You wasted a great opportunity. Silver lining is Liriano was terrific. Cause for concern, Grilly and Osuna, bad timing.
And
that's
the
and the offense. The offense disappeared yesterday and the base running. Yes.
It sucked.
It did. But, and we'll talk about that suck coming up in just a couple of minutes. Not only are we going to talk about that suck, we've got a World Cup of hockey game tonight.
I'm nervous.
Which thousands of people will be at. We've got some really interesting Auston Matthews news. It's not as much interesting in as much as it is a testament to how good this kid will probably be if he can keep it together. That and much more as we... Oh, and Toronto FC played yesterday.
They
when
did.
When talking soccer, I have to find another station.
Thanks, Doug. We'll get to that next. Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Do not settle. Demand. Sportsnet 590, The Fan, on demand. You're listening to Dean Blundell and Company on Toronto's sports radio. Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
5:51, good morning. Welcome, Dean Blundell and Company, Sports at 590 The Fan. It is, 13, 14 degrees. It's going to be 18 later on today. Rain. Jays lose 3-2 yesterday at home after leading 2-0 for the better part of 8 innings. Grilly gives up one of the 8th. Osuna gives up a 2-run jack to a pinch-hit 2-run jack in the 9th. And then here comes Zach Britton, so game over. Game 3, tonight, 7 p.m. on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. You can watch it on Sportsnet Television as well. Just looking at the American League wildcard standings, Toronto is still in first. So if you're as devastated as most of us last night after that win by Baltimore, take heart. You're a game back. Detroit, 2 games back. But, you know, this is how important that game was. You're 2 outs away from being 3 up on Baltimore. And 4 up on Detroit. But Detroit wins, 3.5 up on Detroit? 3.5, I believe. Is it 3.5
no,
or 4?
Three.
It's 3. Oh, yeah, because they would have dropped a game back. So you would have really put Baltimore in a pickle. But man.
Got to win tonight, then.
Yeah.
And then you would have taken 2 out of 3. Same with the Yankee series. There would have been a tough loss in there, but you would have taken 3 out of 4 in New York, like we did. And if the Jays, you know, Stroman comes out, it's not even – you're expecting Stroman to be good. Can everybody else do their job? The way it's going with the starting pitching, right? The starting pitching have been nails every single – can the bullpen not you-know-what it away, and can the offense score runs after the second inning, you know? But as I was saying, if you take 2 or 3 from the Orioles, you did your job. And there's a couple of frustrating losses in there, but it is what it is. Yeah. Get it done.
So this is the other thing I wanted to ask you guys. I know Boston clinched yesterday, and it was kind of a weird game because Boston was playing New York. They give the game up to Mark Teixeira. He hits a grand slam in the bottom of the 9th, and that game was over. So you halfway through, I believe the eighth or ninth inning, Boston found out that they clinched because of the Jays' loss. So because Boston clinched the American League East, it's kind of a replay of last year, the conundrum the Jays were in. Do you go for home field advantage and play your guys, maybe risk some injury, or get those guys off their feet and kind of coast into the postseason knowing that you've rested some guys, is what the Jays did last year, which pissed me off. But that's gone. So because here's the thing. If they do rest those guys and if they get some of those guys a breather, and they put some of their scrubs out for two or three of those games where Toronto plays them in the last series of the season. And by the way, that series means next to nothing for them now, so whatever. If they get them off their feet, what are the chances that happens?
I think the Red Sox will want a gun for home field advantage. You think Big Poppy's not going to play on Sunday in his last game at Fenway Park regular season?
Well, he'll play.
Yeah.
But will other guys play? I mean, this is his last homestand. He's going to want to play every single game.
And they want to probably send him off with a couple wins, regardless what happens in the playoffs. It's all about Big Poppy and all that good mo surrounding, you know, a guy who, at his age, we've never seen a season before. And nobody's questioning any reason why he's hitting so many home runs. Because he's a fun-loving guy.
Well, they're two back of Texas as of now. So Texas might take care of that.
Then they'll shut it down, you'd hope.
Yeah, I mean, to what degree, though? And, you know, if they sit Big Poppy, does that mean you're guaranteed to win a game? No, right? Like, the Red Sox are going to be playing loose regardless. The pressure's on the Blue Jays. So they might sit a couple guys here and there, but that doesn't mean anything's guaranteed, right? Yeah. The path might be a little easier, but...
It's best-case scenario for the Blue Jays, obviously, if they play all their scrubs and get everybody a rest.
Do they hold back Price?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, a lot has to be determined over the next few days.
But. Yeah. Well, either way, Toronto lost, and like we said, I mean, we said it to start this whole series. It's kind of all in front of you. You get a chance to make your own history. You get a chance to do it yourself. Didn't do it themselves yesterday. Blew it themselves. They lose 3-2 to the Orioles. Game 3 tonight, 7 p.m. You can listen to it right here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Watch it on Sportsnet Television. We'll get into the details of the game coming up next. Talk a little Austin Matthews, his first practice as a Toronto Maple Leaf. Not only that, the World Cup of Hockey continues. Canada gets a chance to hoist the cup tonight. Those details and more next. Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
As an unlicensed doctor, we suggest a prescription for one of our shows. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Fake doctor's orders. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. This is Dean Blundell and Company on Toronto's Sports Radio. Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Full count pitch. Swung on and hit the air to right field. Hit deep. Bautista going back. At the wall. He looks up. It is gone. Hyun-Soo Kim takes Roberto Osuna deep. His sixth home run of the season has put the Orioles up 3-2.
So really, I mean, it came down to a tight ball game, and they got the big blow.
You know, Mon, when you put these vignettes together, I truly do appreciate them. But could you start doing with bands that don't exclusively play casinos?
That was my suggestion. Mon asked me. I like Foreigner. George and I are thinking of going together. Maybe make a weekend of it.
Maybe have like a nice picnic.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Do people still do capital A?
Well, we can do it
still
next.
Do picnics.
Cucumber sandwiches.
No, those are for super old people.
We can do it next week when the Jays are not playing the playoffs because they can't close games out.
We have a free Saturday. We can go and enjoy our company.
Tuesday.
Tuesday night. I've got nothing to do.
I'm taking off Wednesday, boss.
Anyway, 6:02. Jays lose yesterday 3-2 in stunning fashion. A pinch hit home run off of Roberto Osuna, which is. Hard to imagine, but it happened yesterday. Grilly didn't help, giving up a bomb in the eighth, too. But lots to be, I guess, thankful for. EJ's still in a wild card spot. One game now up instead of three. Two outs. That's the bummer.
two outs away from being three games up in that first wild card and securing home field advantage for that wild card going into Boston. Get some guys off their feet. You can rest some guys. When you brass tacks it, that's really, I mean, you know, that's the information you give to someone. You go, oh, man, that is crushing. Oh, no. Anyway, the bottom line is it was fun while it lasted. It's pretty much over.
My God, D.
That's the, you know, I'll tell you what, you go on Twitter, that was really the sentiment.
Hashtag fire Gibbons?
Yeah.
You should. Like they really should today.
Some tweets from people already. Holy crap, how do you guys get up every morning and do such a stellar job? I'm barely functioning.
Gregorius.
I don't know if that guy's being sarcastic. I feel like this is very average. Ryan says, can you play the who the bleep is that guy every time George does his update? Conor McGregor, who the bleep is that guy?
Who the f*** is that guy?
That's not bad. I don't think the boss would like that if we kept hammering that.
Probably not. Allison the Cobra has chimed in already this
Sportsnet
morning.
Baseball insider. Yeah. I forgot about her.
The bigger question is, why is Gibbons using an exhausted Osuna on Tuesday with a 4-run lead?
We didn't talk about that enough the other
No, because
night.
He likes the hammer. He's done that many times this season. That's okay, because the win was super important.
Yeah, I get it.
I like that move.
He wants to shut the door, and that's the guy who he traditionally shuts the door with.
Yeah,
he's just
with a 4-run lead the other night.
He's just not shutting the door.
And then because he was in the night before, was that a reason why Gibbons didn't have him up in the eighth yesterday in a tighter game where you ideally could have used a 4-out save from Osuna?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know hindsight's 20/20 here, but like when you think about it, I'm kind of angry about that. I'm angry about a lot of things here this morning, but go Jays.
And my favorite is the, can I get some hashtag fire Gibbons music before we get to the update?
Right now.
Immediately.
Hashtag fire Gibbons.
What is taking
Gary, fire Gibbons, hashtag fire Gibbons. This is from Wags.
MLB. Inside.
Bottom third, we could have been a big inning with good managing. These are the small things that win and lose games all season long. Fire Gibbons, hashtag fire Gibbons. If Blue Jays, this is from Mike Kievel Brooker. If Blue Jays really do fire Gibbons, hashtag fire Gibbons, okay. I will miss Gibby's scintillating post-game pressers. I actually like those.
These people can't be serious.
At the Mo's 69. That's what happens when you pitch your closer in a non-save game before the day you need him. Hashtag fire Gibbons, hashtag Blue Jays, hashtag decreased velocity.
Hey, if pro tip too, if you want to really class up your Twitter handle, put the number 69er in
always.
It.
Or for a jersey.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just class that thing up.
Yeah. I didn't notice.
I like that a lot.
Because I don't know what it means. I just like that number seems like it pops up a lot on Twitter, especially with handles.
Is Osuna's velocity? I didn't notice Osuna's velocity down.
It's
The cool guys, you know what the cool guys call it?
What?
Velo.
Well,
yeah.
Let them
if you want to be baseball cool, if you want to be like baseball hipster, velo, right. Decreased velo,
drink or, like
or DVLO.
With an ironic beard.
New Osuna pitching in a 5-1 game yesterday would haunt hashtag Blue Jays, hashtag fire Gibbons. Good job for wasting Osuna again, Gibby. Panic much? Hashtag fire Gibbons.
Well, you'll get your wish if they miss the playoffs.
You know, that is part of the narrative, though, and unfortunately will be part of the narrative. And I had no problem with it because I'm not a baseball hipster, but
you don't want to be one.
I didn't. I liked the fact he put Osuna in that 5-1 game. I did.
No, was anybody complaining yesterday when they
won?
Well,
bearded wonders.
They're the
on
king
Twitter.
Of hindsight.
No,
or queens.
Yeah, had that not happened yesterday, you wouldn't have. Had yesterday not happened to Osuna, had he not blown it in the ninth inning yesterday by giving up that two run pinch hit jack. You wouldn't. Right. You
of
wouldn't
course.
Be thinking twice about that.
Nobody's really complaining after wins, especially you needed a win after that terrible loss to New York.
And that's why he put in Osuna.
Yeah, and that's why he didn't have Osuna ready in the eighth because he used him the night before in a situation that maybe you could have gotten by with Danny Barnes or somebody. At least see if someone else can get you know, a few outs when you're up four. I see that point. It's easier to say this morning, of course, but I do think it's relevant considering what happened yesterday. Anyway, let's get to
the update.
Georgie's painful.
I just wanted to share that with people this morning.
Did you say painful update?
Well,
just because of what happened, not because you suck at it. I think you're quite average at it. So good.
Thank
for you.
That's what I strive for.
608.
At least a 6
really
out of 10.
Low expectations. I try to exceed them.
It's 17 degrees now. High of 17 today, and some rain this afternoon. Here's George giving you the grisly details.
Who the f- is that guy?
Here's George with an update.
Dean, the Blue Jays played their penultimate game of their home schedule last night against the Orioles with Francisco Liriano on the mound this season. Listen to this, Liriano with the Pirates. He was 6'11 with a 5.46 ERA and a 1.62 WHIP. Liriano with the Blue Jays, 2-2, 3.07 ERA and a 1.17 WHIP. So he's been pretty good. All right, to the game itself. Chris Tillman started for the Orioles and pretty much gift wrapped the first run for the Blue Jays in the bottom of the first.
And that first pitch is whacked left center field deep. Back goes Jones. Looks up at the track. He's there. Makes the catch. Carrera will tag. He will score without a throw. A sac fly for Edwin Encarnacion. And the Blue Jays are up 1-0 here in the bottom of the first.
Thanks, Mike Wilner on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Chris Davis error off a Chris Tillman throw, and a Tillman throwing error set up that Edwin sac fly.
Did you not
give the Blue Jays the 1-0 lead? I don't think Davis should have got the error on that.
No, I don't think he should have got the error on that either. I think Tillman had two errors in that first inning. And in that first inning, I thought to myself, oh, the floodgates are open.
Yeah.
This is going to be a disaster for Baltimore. I really did because of those two plays.
And they own Tillman, too.
Yeah.
Hey, Toronto would double their lead an inning later.
Well,
a 1-2 to Pilar.
Pardon me. Can you just hang on a second? Play that. Back that up. Back that up. Walk it back. Walk it back.
All right.
The other thing is, I was full of excitement this morning. It was like a kid on Christmas morning, full of excitement for this game, not just because I wanted that positive outcome, and I was really happy with the way the Blue Jays have been playing and pitching, and their starting rotation has been absolutely nails. Their offense came alive in game one. But when you got Chris Tillman, who at the Rogers Center, I believe, is 2-6 with an ERA of 7.51 up until that point yesterday, you're salivating going into that game.
And he's good against everybody else.
Yeah.
Except the Blue Jays, who own him. All right, Toronto would double their 1-0 lead an inning later.
Here's a 1-2 to Pilar. Swung on a little looper out into short right field. Trumbo's there. Makes a catch. Two low tags. Here comes the throw. It's cut off, and Tulowitzki scores. A sac fly for Kevin Pillar, and the Blue Jays are up 2-0.
Yeah, 2-0 Blue Jays after two innings. That felt like a lot for Francisco Liriano, who was dealing.
2-2 pitch. Strike three called. It was a slider again at the top of the zone. Davis again does not like the call. He was ejected last night, but Lance Barksdale says it caught the top of the zone. Liriano dodges a bases loaded jam here in the fifth.
Yeah, special treat. Jerry was off six, so you heard Joe Siddle doing the home broadcast. So 2-0 Blue Jays heading to the bottom of the sixth, where Joey Bats forgot to run the bases.
Counts even 2-2 on Tulowitzki. Bautista off second, Martin off first. The pitch popped into shallow left field. It's coming. Nolan Reimold slides, and he makes the catch. Jose Bautista is rounding third base. He misread the pop-up.
Oh,
Reimold flips it into second to scope, and it's an Orioles double play.
Where does that egregious base-running mistake from Jose rank this season?
They've had a few. Saunders has had a few.
Travis.
Travis has had a couple. They've had a few where you're like, nah, I'm pretty sure that's Little League stuff.
And the Jays have been playing a cleaner brand of baseball lately, right? The defense looks like it has turned it around a little bit, and the base running errors seem to be less than earlier, but came back in a bad way yesterday. And by the way, you played a strikeout. Wasn't that ump terrible last night?
Yeah, awful.
Oh, my. And for both teams.
Yeah.
Like, Davis, who got tossed the night before, got absolutely hosed on a high strike. And then Bautista and Upton in, what was it, the seventh or eighth inning there. Those were bad calls.
It was Bautista in the seventh inning, and then it was Upton in the eighth inning. Yeah,
no,
and that was that was about a half a foot low.
Well,
and here's the thing: you think that those guys were bad in games one and two? Guess who's umping game three?
Your favorite umpire ever?
Vic Carapazza? No, he's my favorite though.
It's Angel Hernandez.
Angel Hernandez. Ooh, Let's go back to last year where he called about 500 balls outside the strike zone against the Blue Jays in the middle of June
when the Jays were really starting to struggle, but starting to put it together as well, and defeating. And then toss Gibbons out for Gibbons going like this with his hands, like putting his hands up, like, can you explain that call to me? Because you're gone, you're gone. He throws guys out like it's lunchtime.
I thought Martin did a great job of framing pitches. Yeah. You don't really see, you know, they say Martin's the best in baseball at framing pitches. You really saw that last night. How many balls did he pull back into the strike zone that was called for Liriano? I think that was tremendous last night. Hey, real quick, too, we didn't talk about this. In the bottom of the third, Ezekiel Carrera got caught stealing second when he flew off the base because he was running so fast, mm-hmm. with Josh Donaldson at the dish, who promptly hit a double right after.
Yep.
Yeah, there's the small ball crowd. Don't steal with Donaldson, Edwin, and Jose coming up to bat. That cost the Blue Jays a run in the bottom of the third. Not smart by Ezekiel Carrera. I don't know. Did he do that on his own? Is somebody telling him to steal? Because it's not smart to steal with Josh Donaldson at the dish.
Yeah, but he... I guess, but he was safe if he didn't motor through second base somehow. You know, if he's safe like he should have been, then are we talking about that?
But why take the chance with Donaldson at the dish? Yeah,
there is that, right? Argument. And all right, that's why they didn't run Revere last year most of the time, right?
That's right. So
take the double play out of play too.
But it's Donaldson.
Yeah, but I know it's Donaldson, but you remove the possibility of a double play. So I get it. I mean, there's a couple different reasons. What's that?
There was none. No.
Yeah, but see, you still remove the possibility of a double play.
I don't like that play with Donaldson.
Jesus, George.
So 2-0 Blue Jays in the top of the seventh, and back to some more Liriano sweetness.
Full count pitch swung on and missed. Liriano strikes him out. Strikeout number 10 tonight on his 100th pitch.
Yeah, so Liriano would leave in that top of the seventh with runners at first and second, and Brett Cecil in to mop up.
Full count pitch swung on and missed. He struck him out. Dropped a hook on him, and Brett Cecil does his job. John Gibbons coming out to get him. Cecil retired all three Orioles he faced, make it 15 consecutive scoreless outings and 25 of 27.
Yeah, Cecil finished off the seventh, and that strikeout of Chris Davis in the top of the eighth gave way to Jason Grilli. Real quick, back to Liriano. He was great. Pitched 6 3 innings of 6-hit shutout. Liriano also had just 1 walk and 10 strikeouts. And it was the first time Blue Jays starting pitchers have recorded 10-plus strikeouts in back-to-back games since April 23rd and 24th, 2011, when Brandon Morrow and Ricky Romero did it. Anytime you can get in a Ricky Romero stat, that's the best.
All right. And first time in club history that Toronto starters have gone 7 straight games of 1 earned run or less, which is crazy good. And let's get ready for the pain now.
All right, here comes the pain. Back to the game with Jason Grilli on the mound to face Mark Trumbo. Did you guys catch Mike Wilner putting the voodoo hex on this game?
I was, you know, to be fair, I was in front of the TV for, I would say, a third of it, and I was in and out of my car running around for the rest of the two-thirds of that game, with the exception of the 7th, 8th, and 9th. So, no, I didn't.
Okay, this is tremendous. Listen to this.
Joe, there are a lot of superstitious people out there, but I'm going to say this anyway. Mark Trumbo has 45 home runs this year. Not a single one of them against the Toronto Blue Jays in 16 games.
There you go. Thanks, Mike.
I am not magic. 1-0 pitch, swung on and belted. Maybe I am. That's hit a ton down the left field line. Hooking and gone.
Why is he laughing?
Come on.
Why is he having
Mark
fun?
Mark Trumbo with his major league leading 46th home run of the season. Cuts the Blue Jays lead in half. The Orioles down now 2-1. And I'll be giving out the Lotto 649 numbers later.
Why is he having fun with that?
Why are you so angry?
How dare you?
Well, you know what? To me, it's like this going away party for David Ortiz.
Right.
Right? Like the guy who killed us for years, and we're giving him a couple of nice jackets and a bunch of money, mm-hmm. and celebrating him. And I mean, it's not funny. He just jacked a home run in a high leverage game in a team that you have to beat tonight.
Well, you don't think Mike Wilner wants the Blue Jays to win? What are you talking about?
Didn't sound like it.
And that ball, by the way, we talked about earlier. Yeah, that thing was still demolished.
Going. Yeah, just hasn't landed.
Great ball by Mike Wilner. All right, so 2-1 Blue Jays. Heading to the top of the ninth after the Jays failed to score a run with the bases loaded in the bottom of the eighth. So Roberto Osuna was on the mound. You guys remember earlier in the season where we tried to give Roberto Osuna the awesome nickname El Stapo?
Yeah.
Because he's from the area where El Chapo's from.
Mm-hmm.
And then people got offended. So everybody likes the Hakuna Matata, but it's Osuna Matata from The Lion King.
Yeah.
Well, it's you can worry after last night.
Osuna.
Matata. ain't no passing craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
Full count pitch. Swung on and hit in the air to right field. Hit deep. Bautista going back. At the wall, he looks up. It is gone. Hyun-Soo Kim takes Roberto Osuna deep. His sixth home run of the season has put the Orioles up 3-2.
I'm so worried about what's happening today.
Yeah, did you hear the Korean call of that home run too?
I did. Yeah, I love it though. Let's
it's awesome.
9구째입니다. 3-2 풀 카운트입니다. 잡아 당겼고요.
우측
자 우익수 탐자
넘어가죠.
넘어갑니다. 김현수 역전 트로퍼.
김현수 선수.
Yeah, that Hyung-Sung Kim's home run was the difference. Blue Jays lose a heartbreaker down at Rogers Center. 3-2 to the Orioles. Here's Jason Grilley, by the way, talking about, hey, everything's fine. It's okay in the bullpen.
It's not fun to lose a teammate, no matter who it is. Our morale is good. This is what September baseball is like, right? I mean, if you see any of these other games, they're pretty similar.
There you go. Everything's fine.
Okay, let's go to how everything's fine in Jason Grilley's world. In the last three games, one Jason Grilley. You know what? Let's go to the last seven. He's got an ERA of 9.
Is that bad?
He's 1-1, ERA of 9. He's pitched only 5 innings, given up 9 hits in 5 innings, 5 earned runs, walked 4 guys, struck out 6. Whip of 260. Hey.
Nice.
Oh. So I'm glad he thinks everything's fine, because I sure don't. And I'm not ready to throw the towel in on the season. But let's go to Roberto Osuna. You want to go to Roberto Osuna? Want to see what his stats are like over the last 7 games? Here's Roberto Osuna's last 7 games. He's got an ERA of 6.75. His last 7 games. He's pitched 8 innings, given up 11 hits, 6 earned runs, and a whip of 150. His last 15 games, he's got an ERA of 5.06. So if you are sitting in your magical chair of denial this morning going, I don't hear that. That's not happening. Oh, it's happening. Don't the numbers never lie. Ever, ever, ever. It's like Father Time. He will always win. The numbers always tell the truth, specifically over a certain sample size. Sample size is big enough that you, my friend, should be worried about the back end of that bullpen.
You know who you shouldn't be worried about? Zach Britton for the Orioles, a perfect 47-for-47. And he just mowed down the Blue Jays in the bottom of the ninth.
You know what I think? I think he should win the Cy Young.
Yeah,
I was thinking that yesterday, and he probably won't, because closers aren't as valued by baseball writers as starters. But when you look at the starters, Porcello and the like, I mean, who's been more dominant than Britt? He's done his job perfectly, like absolutely perfectly. And there's no undeniable, like Porcello has had a really good year. His ERA is still over 3. You know, like that guy deserves, he's been the best pitcher in the American League, in my.
You want to hear Gibby? He was positive Pete after.
Well, I've told you guys all along since I've been with this group, that's what they do. You know, they're resilient. I mean, it was a hell of a, two good teams battling, you know, it came down to the end, you know, they got the big home run there. So, but I mean, really, it was two teams, a lot at stake. They came up with a big blow.
There you go. Blue Jays will try to win the series tonight. Marcus Stroman on the mound, 7 o'clock, Sportsnet, 590 The Fan, Sportsnet, or stream it on Sportsnet now. All right, elsewhere, the Red Sox clinch the American League East despite this happening in the Bronx.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep center. Bradley going back, away back, and deep center. That ball is gone. It's a grand slam to win the game. Mark sends a text message into the Yankee bullpen. Oh, you're on the mark, DeShera. He hits a grand slam, and the Yankees come all the way back. Down 3-0 in the ninth. The Yankees score 4 runs and win the... They score 5 runs and win the ballgame 5-3 on the walk-off grand slam by Teixeira. Wow.
Yeah, wow indeed. Red Sox lose 5-3 but still clinch the American League East. Elsewhere, Miguel Cabrera hit a tie-breaking 3-run jack in the 5th inning as the Tigers beat the Indians 6-3 and 5 while the Mariners blasted the Astros 12-4. So this is how the standings shake out this morning. Blue Jays still a game up on the Orioles for the top wildcard spot. 2 games up on the Tigers and 3 clear of Seattle for a playoff spot. We're taking your Blue Jays call straight ahead here
at 6:32. Real quick, Dean, the Scotiabank is a proud sponsor of the World Cup, and Canada can put away Team Europe today with a win at the Air Canada Centre at 8 o'clock. Of course, Canada won the opener. Here's Mike Babcock talking about the pressures of being head coach of Team Canada.
We came in here like we always do. We did our work. I got a workout in. I'm going to go home. I'm going for dinner with the coaches and their wives. Going to enjoy that. Going to have a team meeting tonight. Going to sleep great. Going to get up in the morning. Like, I don't know. I'm going to do what I do. That's what you do. You do what you do.
There you go. He seems really stressed out. 8 o'clock, Sportsnet 360, the CBC, and sportsnet.ca/590.
I wanted more details about what his evening was going to entail.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go have dinner and probably some scampi. Maybe have a couple Molson Canadians or maybe a Labatt Blue. More of an OV guy. And then I'm going to get in my pickup truck. I'm going to put on an 8-track of Meatloaf. And then I'm going to head home and I'm probably going to take the Gardner.
Because I
like the Gardner, especially this time of night. It's pretty good.
He's totally an OV guy.
Yeah, he totally is. Yeah.
The Leafs, Austin Matthews practiced for the first time.
Got to balance my checkbook.
Austin Matthews practice for the first time yesterday with the Leafs.
It was fun. it's hockey out there, so it's always a good time. Just getting to know everybody and kind of get accustomed to things here. It's definitely a pretty smooth transition.
Yeah, and the big story, he shattered a pane of glass yesterday in practice too with a laser beam. And that was a big story all over Twitter yesterday as well. Dolphins and Cincinnati battle.
Excuse me, sorry. Are they insinuating his slap shot breaks glass?
It's that hard.
It's that. He is that
like
good.
Every Leaf game this season, powerful. There's going to be a huge delay because Austin Matthews laser beam.
Ooh.
He's that powerful.
I'll tell you what, a guy named Kelly that I used to play rec league hockey with, he also broke the glass with a slap shot.
Really?
Yeah, and he was 60. So, boy, I tell you what, look out. He's going to be breaking glass everywhere.
Babcock also said Matthews will start as the third line center for the Maple Leafs.
Mm.
And I wonder how long that lasts.
Game one. We got the Thursday nighter tonight in Cincy, the Dolphins and the Bengals. Cincinnati 1-2. Its worst start in 5 years. The Dolphins are also 1-2. 8 o'clock on Sportsnet 1 in City. And finally, Dean, Toronto FC dropped two valuable points as they gun for the Supporters Shield. They finished with
When you're talking soccer, I have to find another station.
They had a 0-0 draw with Orlando City. It's the third straight draw down at BMO Field for the Toronto FC. Although they're unbeaten in four matches, TFC has just lost once in 12 games.
Yeah, it's a story for sure. 6:25. Your phone call's next. 416-870-0590, 888-666-0590. *590 on your cell phone. Call us. Another tough loss. Third blown save in the last four games for your Toronto Blue Jays after another unbelievable start by Francisco Liriano, 6 1/3. What's driving you nuts this morning? Is Gibbons making you crazy? Hashtag fire Gibbons. Handling the pen properly. Is the bullpen giving you fits this morning? Do you think everybody's tired? Or do you just think business as usual? Let's go get them. Are you positive or negative this morning? We want to hear from you. 416-870-0590, 888-666-0590, *590 on your cell phone. Your phone calls next. Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Send us all your money. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher, and we'll send you a free subscription for Sportsnet 590, The Fan, on demand. Absolutely free. You're listening to Dean Blundell and Company on Toronto's Sports Radio, Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
*632, just watching highlights of the Toronto Blue Jays game. They lose last night, key game to the Baltimore Orioles, game two. Let's be positive. Still a game up on the Baltimore Orioles for that first wild card spot, which is good. Still two games up on Detroit. But that last pitch that Roberto Osuna pitched, that he threw, the one that Hyun-Soo Kim charged out of the stadium yesterday for a two-run shot. Jays lose 3-2 based on that one pitch. Russell Martin was set up way outside, and Roberto Osuna decided he had a better plan. He threw it middle in.
Is that a problem?
It was yesterday.
To a lefty?
It was yesterday, yeah.
Still,
I don't like it. I don't like it out there. I'm not going to pitch. I know you're set up outside. I'm going to throw this one middle in. I want you to reach for it. Oh.
I still have a lot of faith. I'm taking the positives from last night.
All right. Good job. 6:33. We're going to take your phone calls coming up in a second. What are you frustrated? Another tough loss. Third blown save last four games. What's driving you crazy about this team this morning? 416-870-0590, 888-666-0590, *590 on your cell phone. We'll get to that. Also, we'll get to some Austin Matthews news, some World Cup of Hockey news. Right now, though, it's time for an update. And here's George. Hi, George.
Hi, Dean, and it's brought to you by Niagara Falls View Casino. Roberto Osuna coughed up a two-run jack in the top of the ninth last night. Blue Jays lose to the Orioles 3-2. Francisco Liriano was really good, though. The Blue Jays can win the series tonight with Marcus Stroman on the mound. 7 o'clock, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, Sportsnet, or streaming on Sportsnet now. Last night, the Yankees beat the Red Sox 5-3. Didn't matter. Red Sox clinched the AL East. Tigers beat the Indians 6-3-5, while the Mariners dumped the Astros 12-4. So the Blue Jays still a game up on the Orioles for the top wildcard spot, 2 up on Detroit, and 3 clear of Seattle for a playoff spot. Scotiabank is a proud sponsor of the World Cup of Hockey, and it's the final countdown for Team Europe tonight. They need a win to beat Canada tonight to stay alive in the final.
I see
final.
What you've done there.
Yeah.
The final countdown for Team Europe. Get it? It's the final. Do you get it? You see what he's doing?
See what I did there?
Clever, isn't it? Way to go, George. That was really good.
8 p.m. on Sportsnet 360, the CBC, or sportsnet.ca/590. Thursday nighter tonight in the Natty. It's the Bengals and the Dolphins, 8 o'clock on Sportsnet 1 and on City. And Toronto FC played to a scoreless draw with Orlando City FC down at BMO last night.
So what does this mean for Toronto FC? Are they currently in a playoff spot? I know they are. Are they going to win their division?
They're still gunning for top spot in the Eastern Conference with the New York Red Bull.
And this is the supporter shield that they're trying to win?
Yes.
And correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know that I am. I believe the remainder of their games are at home. In fact, I am positive of it.
No, yes.
No, yes. Yeah, no, they are. Anyway, good
well,
for
they
them.
Opened the season with 8 straight on the road because they weren't finished BMO.
There's a positive story this morning as we're lamenting this Jays loss. We'll take your phone calls now. 416-870-0590, 888-666-0590, *590 on your cell phone, 635. What's driving you crazy about those Toronto Blue Jays? Let's start with Victor in Milton. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
You know what? For me, it's simply the two words, mental acuity. Like, you know, just a short thing on John Gibbs. It's ironic that, you know, the bullpen was his major strength. Everybody touted him as being a good manager. That's all a manager can do. And he's made a few blunders. But at this point in time, I'm not going to pin it on him. I think if you earn the big leagues for a while, just what you describe about Osuna and Martin, well, maybe it wasn't Martin, it's Osuna, it's all on him. So what I'm focusing on is how these guys make adjustments. During the regular season, I'm all about a game in April is just as important as a game in September.
Really?
But what? Yeah, because you know what? If you take care of business in April, you wouldn't be in this situation. But
no, we're not talking about a series. But hang on, Victor. We're not talking about a series of victories being, you know, we're not talking about 10 wins in April being the same as 10 wins. Although you can make more of an argument that that's the case. We're talking about one win in this month. We're talking about one win like last night that you blew. You blow a game like that in April, not the end of the world. It's not as concerning. But you blow two games like that. They've blown in the last two games, including Jason Grilley and Roberto Osuna this month. It is critical, specifically because of where they are right now.
I totally agree with that. Because of the sense of urgency, you don't have much time left to make anything up. So we can agree that we're both right in one sense. But the one thing I've noticed is these guys, like in April, you can sort of make adjustments from game to game. You're working things out.
Yeah.
But when you get to this tight, this late, you have to make adjustments from pitch to pitch. And these guys don't do that. You gave the Osuna example. I'll give you another example. Base is loaded, right?
Yep.
And you come up to bat. What would you be looking to do? You're looking to go for the first pitch. You know why? Because that guy can't walk you. I see this guy sit and they take pitches right down the middle in a lot of situations. I'm thinking to myself, are you not thinking you are in a great position to get a really fat first pitch? And I think, you know, I'm going to give you another example, which is a dichotomy. They are really good at getting walks and they strike out a lot. Like, mm-hmm. That doesn't make sense to me either. So there's a lot of things in terms of mental toughness and also just being able to make adjustments. And I'm not calling them dumb, but maybe they're just have a lot of they're distracted. And I see a lot of guys on this team that are good hitters do it, and I don't know why. Thanks, gentlemen.
That's a great point. You know, they seem to be, you talk about how patient this group is. You talk about their on base. You talk about Jose's eye. This team has struck out more than any other Blue Jays team in the history of Toronto Blue Jays baseball.
Right, but they're still fourth in runs in the American League.
Yeah, what wasn't their issue last night? Their issue last night is their bullpen was a gas can when you needed them the most.
But they didn't score enough runs again last night.
And the offense. After the second. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't
mental,
know. How do we...
Mental acuity, gentlemen. This is what Victor just said. Mental acuity, and he's right. This is the dictionary version of mental acuity. This is what it means. Sharpness of the mind. Things considered in determining a person's mental acuity are memory, focus, concentration, and understanding. None of that last night. And you could say, you can blame it on... See, and here's the thing. You got a 39-year-old and a 21-year-old that blew it for the Toronto Blue Jays yesterday. You had Jason Grilley, and you can use the excuse that he's tired. You can use the excuse that he's old. But if you look at their numbers over their past 15 games, trending terribly, both of them. Roberto Osuna, that's just a terrible pitch.
Yep.
In a situation where you cannot throw a terrible pitch. So you look for inside reasons as to why both of these. It could be an age factor for Grilley. It could be mental acuity for Roberto Osuna. But it happened. And because it happened, you're in the position that you're in where you got another dog fight tonight at 7 o'clock right here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan, George.
I love it. Mistakes happen in baseball. You're right. The location got away from him and these things happened. But do you guys still trust him as the closer?
Oh, yeah, it's a tough one.
Down the stretch here.
It's
down the stretch.
You know, the smart money is to be able to say absolutely if you're a real fan and you can say he's done so much for us. But
yeah, I do. I still trust him. Blown saves happen in baseball. Just the timing of it was awful last night.
You want to go over his numbers over the past 15, 30, 15, and 7 games?
Osuna is... splits? He has a 5.79 ERA in his last 17 appearances.
It's not good.
And he just blew back-to-back saves for the first time in his career. Can you trust him as much as you could earlier? No, but what are you going to do? You just hope it turns around. Clearly, he's not at his best. But, like, what is worrying and not trusting him have to do? He's going to be the closer. And you're going to live and die with him. And this team's going to deserve to get in at the end of 162 or not. You know? I mean, it is what it...
I'm interested to see what happens from here on in. I mean, and I know there's only 4 games left, but... You know, we can talk about whether or not we trust him. That really doesn't matter. What matters is does Gibby trust him? You know, is Gibby going to go back to back with him if they're in the same situation tonight? Is Roberto Osuna going to make an appearance? Is he going to give him that vote of confidence to be able to say, you go in there and do that job?
Of course.
Or will we see a Joe Biagini? Hey, you say, of course. It'll be interesting to see what happens. He's had 2 terrible results, and his last 17 games have been very bad. So
Joe Biagini is going
to
be the closer.
I don't know. I'm just interested to see what shakes out tonight if they're in the same position.
Sorry, I'm late. I had to make a temple.
I would love a 10-1 lead, and then I don't care who they put in right. The 8th and 9th. That's what I'd love.
Yeah, no, the question is...
That's what they need.
It is, can Gibby figure this out with the bullpen as it is right now?
Well, what does he have to figure out, though? That's the question.
Well, a lot of people wish Grilley didn't, A, come in, and B, stay in after he gave up a home run. You know, a lot of people wanted Cecil to continue yesterday. Was that the right call?
And a lot of people pissed at Osuna pitch the night before in a non-safe situation.
Right. So there are questions. I think that's the really interesting thing here is, do you trust Givens to figure this thing out?
Yeah.
Because Osuna's the closer. That's not changing. But can... With Benoit out and everybody kind of struggling a little bit, can Gibbons find out the best way to figure this thing out?
How many people that were beating that drum about that brawl and what would the result of Joaquin Benoit being injured? How many people are going to use that as ammunition today?
Yeah, but the offense to it. The offense only scores 2 runs. Yeah. Robert Favreau's right.
Frank in North York, good morning.
Hey, good morning, boys. You guys are hilarious. Talk about mental acuity. There's 3 things I'd like to point out real fast. Men on first and second base late in the game with 0 outs, the closest Blue Jay to a fly ball is Jose Bautista. He gets picked off at second base. Mm-hmm. An absolute mental, I mean, I don't understand that. Melvin Upton, bases loaded late in the game. He's swinging at pitches like a lost puppy. has no idea what's going on.
He got screwed over heavily with that last called third strike. Yeah.
But the big thing that comes to my mind, Dean and guys, Russ Martin went out to the mound with Tosuna just before that pitch to Kim some guy, whatever his name is.
Hyung Sum Kim.
At the mound. It's not as if, not as if Martin flashed down a couple of fingers and called for a pitch. They discussed it. They talked about it. He goes back, boom, home run.
Well, and if you saw where Russell Martin, we were just watching it again this morning.
He was set up outside.
He set up outside, and for whatever inexplicable reason, maybe he just missed his pitch or he decided he knew better. He threw it in middle inside.
Yep, and everything is trends, guys. Stock market, sports. The Jays, unfortunately, are trending down. It's not a good sign.
Appreciate you calling. Thanks, Frank.
Well, it's funny what a night does. I mean,
he's not wrong. I mean, they've put together some. You know, three nice games here, two nice games there. They lose one. Are they winning more than they're losing?
Won, yes, two out of three in Seattle.
How about the month of September?
Yeah, but the recent trend.
The recent trend is Roberto Osuna and Jason Grilli, who have closed your games for you, have been very bad.
They're 6-3 in their last nine. They were playing okay. And if they win tonight, it changes. This is why September baseball is so great. I mean, obviously, we should be scared about the bullpen, but they bounced back. Everybody was panicking 2 days ago when they lost that awful game to New York. What happened? Sanchez comes out, the bats get going, and you win, and you think this team's right. And then they lose. So, you know, it'll be a different tune tomorrow morning, probably.
Yeah, listen, don't get me wrong. I'm still positive about their chances of securing a wild card position. Still a little less positive about them securing home field in the wild card. I still believe that this team has the horses to do what they need to do to not only get into the playoffs and into the ALDS, but make a nice run. I still believe that. But if we're going to put all the cards on the table and say, what are your concerns, which is the very premise of this break, it's Grilli and Osuna at this point, and the offense.
Well, it's right-handed relievers in general.
And Gibbons' use of all those guys.
Time for one more? No? We'll do it on the other side. Take more of your phone calls next. What are you worried about with this team? Jays lose yesterday 3-2, a heartbreaker. They're two outs away from putting the Baltimore Orioles in a locker and shutting the door. They don't do it yesterday. Roberto Osuna blows another save. They lose 3-2. We will take your phone calls about your Toronto Blue Jays next. 416-870-0590, 888-666-0590, *590 on your cell phone. You're listening to Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
This ain't like when you're at a game and sign up for a credit card just to get the prize and then you immediately cancel the credit card. Because there's no prize when you sign up for our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. This is Dean Blundell and Company on Toronto's Sports Radio. Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Time for more of your phone calls. Jays lose yesterday 3-2 to the Orioles in the ninth inning thanks to a pinch hit home run off of Roberto Osuna. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Really good.
I've listened to this for months now about firing Gibby and Gibby's this, but nobody talks about the batting coach. Where last year we were off the chart, same batting coach as we had this year, and I'm not blaming any of them. When you go and pitch the ball, you're the player. When you're at bat, it's not the coaching. But we had that same offense as we did last year, and how unbelievable the pitching is this year. We'd be like the Cubs right now. So this is September baseball. This is what we've been waiting for 2 decades. I'm enjoying this. This is what we waited for.
Yeah, and what we haven't had for, as you said, as you aptly pointed out, almost a quarter century, right?
But do me a favor and tell that Wilner, it's worse enough that he pretends that he's a doctor on the air. He doesn't need to be saying about this guy's hit 40-something home runs and up he comes.
Yeah.
Not superstitious.
That was awesome, though, wasn't it? I mean, listen, Wilner didn't do anything to help Mark Trumbull hit that home run, but that was unbelievable. Appreciate the call, Steve. Do you have that call? If you missed it yesterday, this is Jason Grilli is in the eighth inning, and Mike Wilner, who did an unbelievable job filling in for Jerry Howarth yesterday.
Yeah, well, Jerry.
Yeah. Jerry's not feeling well. So Mike steps in and he pinch hits for Jerry Howarth. You like that? And this is the call prior to Mark Trumbo taking Jason Grilli – into the, is there a sixth deck at the Rogers Center?
I'm surprised that ball didn't explode through the concrete. Yeah. It went out on a Bremner.
Yeah. Anyway, here's the call.
Joe, there are a lot of superstitious people out there, but I'm going to say this anyway. Mark Trumbo has 45 home runs this year. Not a single one of them against the Toronto Blue Jays in 16 games. I am not magic. 1-0 pitch, swung on and belted. Maybe I am. That's hit a ton down the left field line. Hooking and gone. Come on. Mark Trumbo with his major league leading 46th home run of the season. Cuts the Blue Jays lead in half. The Orioles down now 2-1. And I'll be giving out the Lotto 649 numbers later.
That is funny.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. Anyway, Jays lose. We'll get to more of your phone calls and talk a little bit more about the collapse yesterday. And what are you worried about? 416-870-0590, 888-660-0590, *590 on your cell phone. Also, Nick Kyprios after 7:30. Will tonight be the night Canada hoists one of the coolest trophies in hockey? That's next. Sportsnet 590, The Fan.